Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. You remember there was a time when basically the purpose of technology was to give us more time to do other more important things, like spending more time with the family. I remember when we were, they were bringing automation and computers into factories, and there was a lot of pushback from the workers who thought that management was just trying to eliminate their jobs. And management and the technology industry rebutted that and said, no, the reason for using new technology was to make our lives easier. We wouldn't have to deal with repetitive tasks all day long. We could just let the machines do it, so we're not as tired when we go home. Then we can have a better quality product and a better quality life and better quality time with our family and all that. But let me just ask you, how's that working out for you? I mean, I constantly hear, and I'm guilty of this too, that I'm so busy, it seems like I don't have time to do anything extra. Does that sound like you? There are folks who tell me they have a hard time giving God just 15 minutes a day. They fail to study his word. They fail to pray to him on a consistent basis. And the excuse is almost always, I just don't have the time. Well, my guest today is going to help get back into the habit of studying the word and hearing from God and spending quality time with the creator of the universe. Amen. Terry Nightingale is a pastor from down under in Perth, Western Australia. He moved there from the United Kingdom in 2003 with his wife, Sue, and he's been involved in some facet of Christian ministry over the years, and teaching and evangelism and music ministry and general pastoral care. Pastor Terry authors a weekly blog titled The Best Is Yet to Come, which is short messages for busy Christians on the go. And he's written a book based off of his blog and off of his podcast titled Bite-Sized Devotions for the Busy Christian. Now, does that sound applicable to us today or what? Help me welcome back to the program our good friend, Pastor Terry Nightingale. Pastor Terry, thank you for coming back on the show. I appreciate it so much.
Hey, Bob. Great to see you again. Really good to see you. So you're evening over there, and I'm early morning over here.
Amen.
I was going to say to you, I've actually changed the name of my blog. That's actually now called 4 Minute Devotions.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So it's got to be the shortest podcast as well, ever. 4 minutes or a little bit more.
Amen. Well, yeah. You were back on, I think it was in January. Talk about your other books, but this one's a bit different. Bite-sized devotionals. Why do this type of book? Why do you think it's so needful in the day and time we find ourselves right now?
Yeah, well, I think you said it in your introduction. I think, a lot of people are hungry for God's word. A lot of Christians know that the word of God is powerful, that it is refreshing, that it is, health to our bones and health to our souls. We know that it is God's words to us and we need it. But wow, there seems to be so much more stress and busyness, and life takes over. We're busy with family, we're busy with careers, we're busy with surviving sometimes, and we find that maybe some of the most important things in life just get left by the wayside. We don't mean to do that, but just life takes over. And so I started to want to help people be in the Word every day. And why I started on this journey. And I mean, my own story is that I just love the Word of God. I think this is just something God's blessed me with, I guess. Amen. That when I became a Christian when I was 19, I'd like to say a few years ago, but it was more than a few years ago, a long time ago. One of the first things that I noticed was I was just hungry to read the Bible. I just was fascinated by it. I loved the stories. I just wanted to keep reading it. And that's never left me. I mean,
amen.
I still struggle sometimes to to discipline myself to read it as much as I should, you know, because I'm the same. Life takes over with me sometimes. But I'm just so thankful to God that he's just given me this real love for his word. So I love getting into the stories, and I love seeing things in those stories, and I love then sharing those with other people.
Amen. Amen. And this book is based off both your blog and your podcast?
Yes, it is. That's right. So what happened was I started doing, I might have shared this with you when we were talking back earlier in the year, but I probably started the blog for all the wrong reasons, in that I'd had this idea for the book that you interviewed me about before. And somebody said to me, you know, nobody will buy your book because nobody knows who you are. And so the suggestion was that I should start writing a blog, which is a terrible reason to write a blog. I think, you know, I should have been writing a blog to bless people, but I actually started off at least with the intention of just getting, you know, an electronic platform. God is gracious and forgiving. And I kept on having ideas of just really short devotions to write and send out there. And to my great surprise, I started getting emails back saying, hey, thank you for that. You know, that's just what I needed to hear today. And, you know, words in season. And so I was so grateful for that. So that inspired me really just to keep doing it. But what I found was the Lord was giving me a lot more devotions than I needed for the blog. And so that's why I went back to my publisher and said, look, do you fancy doing a book of devotions? Because I've got a lot here that we could put together. And they said, yeah, let's do it. You know, so it's 80 devotions. Some of them were on the blog, but there's a lot of new stuff on there as well. And
they're just discuss it on your podcast. Do you discuss this on your podcast too?
So my podcast is literally me reading some of them. That's all it is. So my podcast, I think I might have said before, is probably the shortest in the world in that it's only 4 or 5 minutes. And I literally just take some of them, some of the ones that are on the blog or some of the ones that are in the book, and I just read them. And the reason that I do that is because I think sometimes people process stories and the word of God better by hearing. You know, some people are readers, aren't they? And some people are hearers. I think probably I'm maybe a bit of both, but I know some people, you know, get it more when they hear it. But also I found that when I write something and someone else reads it, they might not see the emphasis that I'm making when I write it. Does that make sense? So, So when I read it, I can really emphasize those bits that are really speaking to me. Kind of, you know, bring those out to the fore a little bit more.
What's the name of your podcast?
So it's just called 4 Minute Devotions. It's called 4 Minute Devotions, the podcast.
I love it. You know, it's sort of like my daily podcast. I got Prayer 2021. I go a bit longer than 4 minutes, though. I usually go 6. But I've discovered that, as you said, more people are tuning in because they can be consumed quickly, you know. Is that the reason you wrote your book?
The bite-sized devotions. Yeah, that's right. Because I had a lot that I wanted to share with others, way too many for the blog or the podcast. And so, yeah, I wanted to put it together in a book. And it's interesting, you know, sometimes I really felt the Lord on this as I put it together, because even when I was picking them out and putting them in order, I found that there were quite randomly links between different ones that I hadn't planned. But as I put them in a certain order, almost randomly, it was, oh, wow, that really connects with that, and that really connects with that. And so, you know, that was nice to see that. It's a bit like, you know, isn't it? One of the things I was saying at church this week was I have different people sharing a message for communion, and I never ask them what they're going to say, for the simple reason that if I ask everybody what they're going to do in the church service, the temptation would be for me to try and control it all. But with everybody doing something, I say, right, you're doing worship this week, you pray about it, you're sharing a little message for communion, you pray about it, I'm sharing a word or something, I'll pray about it. And, you know, so many times we all turn up and we're all saying something that's linked because the Holy Spirit's done that. Amen. And I much prefer that, you know.
Yeah, I've been in, and I've spoken in some ministry conferences and things like that where, you know, I haven't seen this person in a year or more, you know, sometimes 2-3 years, and he's speaking right in front of me, or I'm speaking, you know, he's right behind me, whatever. And we're like, out of 3 or 4 ministers, we're all hitting the same theme.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Yeah. This is awesome. Yeah. You know, that's all Holy Spirit driven. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So is your book like a 30-day devotional type of book, or how's this work?
So it's got 80 altogether. 80? So 80, yeah. So what's 80 in months? That's slightly shy of,
three months.
Yeah. 3 months, yeah. So if you had one a day, that's what it looks like. If you have one a day, then it's just under 3 months. And the readings take about 4 to 5 minutes to read. And at the end of each one, I've put a suggested prayer. I think sometimes people find that helpful. And again, you know, just talking to different people in different situations, you know, people want to engage with God through his word, and people want to engage in prayer. And sometimes sometimes we just all need help sometimes in you know, how to pray, how to read the Bible, you know, so the suggested prayer, there's two types. One is I sometimes write out a prayer, if that's helpful to people. And sometimes I just write a few things that saying, look, why don't you do this? You know, maybe turn to this psalm, maybe spend a bit of time just reading through this psalm, allow it to give you words and phrases that you can use in your prayers, you know, so that kind of thing. So it's either suggested ways of praying or suggested prayers that people can pray.
Amen.
And again, yeah, people seem to find that helpful. So that's great.
You do a blog.
Yeah.
You also do a podcast.
Yeah.
You also write books. You also minister. Yeah. How do you find time to do all these things? I mean, is that why your podcast is only 4 minutes long?
Yeah, I think so. I actually one of I got a lovely guy in my church called Rodney Olson. I'm going to throw out a little advert for him. He does a podcast called Bleeding Daylight, which is fantastic, really, really great Christian podcast. And he interviews people. And I think that I was thinking about him the other day and thinking, actually, the preparation needed that he puts into it with, you know, reading about the person, doing the research, and then interviewing the person, and then all the editing, and you know this, obviously, you know, that sounds to me like a phenomenal, sounds like a phenomenal amount of time. And so, you know, every respect for you guys with all the work that you put into that. Now, with me, I literally am just reading a devotion. Now, you know, I do have to put some work into it to put a little bit of music either side and all that kind of thing, but it isn't as long as what you guys do. So I am able to fit that in, you know, and I guess you just have to go with the things that God lays on your heart, don't you?
Exactly.
And
yeah, exactly.
somehow you manage to fit it all in, you know.
Amen. I agree wholeheartedly. You know, and when I share with people, ask me how to podcast and all this, and I tell them, you know, if you're going to have a half hour podcast, 45 minute podcast, 15 minute podcast, whatever it is, take that amount of time, double it. That's your preparation time.
Yeah.
Then take the same amount of time that you're doing the podcast. That's all it's going to take you to edit it. Okay. So, you know, if you got a half hour podcast, it's a good hour just to prep. Right.
Yeah.
Then you're doing the half hour podcast, then a half hour in editing, then loading it to the podcast and all that. So easy 2 to 2.5 hours for a 30-minute podcast. And you know, my board of directors, you know, they'll come in and, you know, they hear all these things and stats, and when I'm telling them, you know, I'm working this many hours a day and all this, and it goes, how do you do that? How can you sit in front of that computer all day long, editing, loading servers, prepping, doing your sermons, that, you know, how can you sit there all day like that? And my answer is always the same. This is what God has graced me to do.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's the only reason. I mean, that's, you know, and I got, you know, here I'm looking here in front. I got three monitors going. I got three computers in here. Two monitors hooked up to one computer. Then I got a backup and then a server and another editing computer and stuff. But, you know, this goes constantly because I have the radio station running. It's 24/7. You know, then I got my editing computer where nothing goes on that computer but my editing software, because I don't want to start getting distracted with all this other stuff.
Right.
And this, these two monitors are where I can slide stuff back and forth. The point being, I can do three separate things at once. My wife, sometimes she'll come in and she'll see me with, you know, earbuds in one, this headset cockeyed on another ear. And I'm over here editing this, listening to this, and then come back over here. She goes, how do you do that? I said,
well,
what God called me to do.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, I'm going to ask you the same question, because my wife says to me, you can only do one thing at a time, you know? you know, yeah, for you to, you know, to be able to juggle those things, that's amazing.
It kind of relates back to my military days, because as a cavalry officer, when we were out doing our stuff, you know, I'm monitoring the battle, I'm monitoring what my platoon's doing, and I have my track headset so I can talk to the driver and the loader and all that, and so I'm also got, you know, the company or the troop radio in this earpiece. This is the track piece I'm on, and then I've got a portable radio with that earpiece stuck in here, so just in case I hear battalion saying something's going on over to my right or left, I'm aware of it, so I can start taking action before waiting for the command to filter down. You know? So I'm listening to three radios at the same time and monitoring, you know, all this other stuff. So I guess after 12 years of doing that, having cockeyed headsets and doing this stuff, it's just like, you know, hey, this is like old times.
You're thinking, that's why I went in the military.
Exactly.
To learn all that.
Exactly. That's why God had me do that stuff. Praise the Lord. So, but you decided it was time to help others out with a short devotional that can be consumed quickly as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What a lot of people, as we just alluded to, they don't realize the time it takes behind the scenes, as you said, to do a podcast, even a short one. I mean, yours is 4 minutes long. Mine averages six. Just that 6 minute podcast takes me a good half hour, sometimes an hour, just to prepare for that short duration. Do you find the same thing in your preparation time?
Yeah. They are devotions that I've already written. And so then, of course, there's all the time to write a devotion. And I think I probably write the devotions the same way that I write a sermon, which is that I will rarely do it just mechanically. It always comes from inspiration. So it might be reading. So, for example, I was reading a psalm early this morning, and something jumped out at me. It was actually, I think it was Psalm 79, which was a really, really very serious, very intense psalm, actually, about how Jerusalem is being destroyed, and it's, you know, it's likely to be the time around, you know, when Judah was captured by the Babylonians, and how Jerusalem was destroyed, and just a really, really serious psalm. And the psalmist, who's a guy called Asaph, he's pouring his heart out to God and he's saying, save us and all that sort of thing. But it's really interesting because part of the work, just about halfway through, he says, for the sake of your name, save us. And that just really jumped at it. And this is what happens to me, is that I will be reading something like a psalm, and then just a line or a word jumps out. Yeah. And so that jumped out to me because he wasn't just pleading God for his own comfort or his own survival. He was actually saying, God, for the sake of your name, save us. And I thought, wow, that is powerful. And so, you know, I just jotted a few things down, and then moved, you know, I needed to move on to something else. But I know at some point I'll go back to that and I'll read it again. And I'm going through a commentary by Tremper Longman on the Psalms, and he's very insightful in some of the things that he brings out. And so I'll probably read his notes that will probably inspire a few more thoughts as well. And it will take a while. And then, you know, writing is as much perspiration as inspiration, you know, and that's a fairly common thing to say, isn't it? But it's certainly true for me, you know, so I'll have an idea, I'll throw some words together, I'll put it all out, but it will take a long time to craft it, you know, to actually make it good English, hopefully, but also to make it read well and interesting. And so to actually create a 4-minute blog, which is what it is originally, would take me quite a while, you know. And then the podcast, that's easier, much easier, because I'm literally just reading it. But, you know, even then, reading it, you know, you can make a mistake and you've got to start again, or, you know, you either have to start all over again or you stop the recording and then just do the next half again. But then you've got to spend more time editing, putting it together. And so, you know, there's no shortcuts, you know. Exactly. And I think, you know, these days we want to do a good job, don't we? You know, we don't want to just throw things together. I think that, you know, I think that God honours us honing our gifts and doing the best that we can do. But it takes time to do that. It takes time to do the best we can do.
My slogan, I guess you could say, for our ministry, this is a ministry of excellence. Everything we do, we want it. I use the word perfect, but it's never perfect. But I just don't want to get into, well, that's good enough, you know.
Yeah.
Because with God, I mean, how can you create something? I'm talking about us human beings. How can we create anything that is good enough for God? I mean, He's perfect. Yeah. He's the ultimate perfect, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't get it perfect, but at the same time, I want it better than average.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And I think the parable of the talents actually speaks into that with a similar message, because, you know, that Jesus told the parable probably at least twice. And in one of the Gospels, it talks about money. In another Gospel, it uses the word talents. And so there's different interpretations, of course, of what Jesus meant. You know, was he talking about resources, or was he talking about gifts and abilities, what we call talents? And I think, you know, all are probably true in the Lord's minds as he's telling that. But the, you know, the idea of somebody just sort of burying the talent that they have and not really using it, to me is if I have a gift and I just rely on natural ability and not actually work at it and hone it and craft it, you know. And so if I'm going to be the 5-talent guy, then I got to work at my gift to be the 5-talent guy, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Amen. That is so true. You know, you're talking about getting inspiration and stuff. You know, I talk about the prayer 2021, which is every morning, you know, a 6-7 minute podcast, to give just a prayer for the day. You know, that's the idea behind it. But I kind of cheat a little bit, because God will give me an idea, you know, as I'm reading through the scriptures, like this, you know, for the last 3 or 4 days, it came from Ephesians chapter 6, you know,
about
the armor of God and all that.
Yeah.
And these episodes, I'm dating this podcast pretty good right now, but are talking about, it's called how to use your prayers as a sniper uses a bullet.
You know? All right.
And you know, again, relates back to my military days, but
but
you know, there's so many people want to, you know, take buckshot and try and take down, you know, an elephant or something, right?
Interesting.
But you in your prayers, you just can't, you know, give all these flowery, pretty statements that sound like you're so spiritual and all this other stuff, you know, when a lot of times it's just in the name of Jesus and you just bam, you know, knock that devil off that horse, you know. That's, you know, but as I'm looking at the scripture, I'm preparing my sermon, but at the same time I'm giving like highlights, I guess you could say, for the daily one. So I'm trying to knock two birds out with one stone, I guess you say. But yeah, so it's neat how the Holy Spirit, you know, can take a scripture that you've read thousands of times, and all of a sudden you get a twist on it. Boom. Like I was studying, I went back and I'm looking at Genesis chapter 1, And as I'm reading verses 1-4, it talks about in the beginning, God, right, created.
Yeah.
And it talked about the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God was hovering above the water. So we've got God the Father, God the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And then it says, light be. Who's the light of the world?
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
You got all three right there in Genesis, you know?
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is just showing. And the L is capitalized too, right? So I'm like, oh, 27 years I've been reading this scripture.
That's right. That's right. I think what you're highlighting is the more we receive revelation, the more we receive revelation. Yeah. You know, the more we read the Bible, the more we hear God's word. Yeah, and I've certainly found that I can read something over and over and over over many years, and then I read something else that I'm not so familiar with in the scriptures, and I think, oh well, that's connected. I never saw that. I never knew that.
Amen. You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what that happened with me. You know, with the light. You know, God said, "Light be," light was. And then Jesus, you know, the light of the world, and also all these years, wait a minute, he's creating the world. He's creating, you know, I mean, here you got God, you know, the three dimensions, I guess you could say, is space, time, and matter, right?
Mm.
So you got God created,
right?
Created the heavens, there's space, created the earth, there's matter, and in the beginning, so there's time. I mean, God is, you know, all these things are like, wow, I could preach on this. I'm preaching Genesis 1-3, you know, and it's an hour long sermon, you know. Amen. But yeah, praise God. Pastor, this has been also intriguing.
Yeah.
I love it. How can someone get a copy of your book, Bite-Sized Devotionals for the Busy Christian? Is it on Amazon?
It is on Amazon. So it's apparently it's on all of the major electronic platforms. Okay. It's also on the Christian website Leadership Books, if you know of that. And people can go to my own website as well. So that's terrynightingale.com. So Nightingale, over here in Australia, people ask me how to spell my name. They think it's got a K in it, and it hasn't. Anyway, Terry Nightingale, which is TerryNightingale
Is that an Australia spelling or is that a UK spelling?
With the K, it must be an Australian thing. It's not an English thing. Australians do funny things with words, you know. Some things are great, some things are funny, but not when it's your name, you know. particularly, actually, if anybody's listening in Australia or in the UK, then it's best to order it through my website. But if you're in the US, it's probably best to go to Amazon or something like that.
Amen. Amen. If someone wanted to reach out to you to ask a question or maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So again, the best way would be to go through the website through terrynightingale.com. Okay. And I'd be happy to hear from you.
Amen. Amen. I'll put the links to that down in the show notes. Praise the Lord. Folks, as I stated in the beginning, you know, technology today has not given us more time. No, it's allowed us to cram more into the time that we have, which when pushed to the limit means you're cutting some things out. And I believe Pastor Terry and I are in agreement. One thing you should never cut out is your alone time with the Most High God. I mean, that is one reason I wake up early before everyone in the family. I've been doing it for years. I want to have that alone time with the creator of the universe. You know, I consider it my personal appointment with God himself, and I protect that. And if we're going on a trip or something like that, and I got to leave at 4:30 in the morning, I'm up at 3:30. You know, I have to do that. That is, it's not a commandment. It's just something that I've decided I'm putting God priority on that day.
Yeah.
And I believe Pastor Terry and I are agreeing with that one. When someone tells me, you know, I'm just too busy to study the Bible or pray, I just don't have the time. My response is always the same. You can't spare 10 to 15 minutes alone time with God. And then I'll ask him, so what are you doing at 4:00 in the morning every day? And the response is almost the same, always sleeping. That's a You can't get up 15 minutes early and spend time with God before your day begins. I mean, it's not to say, I'm not saying that, Pastor, to convict them. I'm just trying to, you know, slap them across the face and wake them up spiritually, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah. I think also we do it as a step of faith, actually. And I've often found that when I give God time, he multiplies time back to me.
Amen.
You know, it's like resources. It's like money. You know, give God first and he gives back. Amen. And oftentimes I've thought, oh, I don't know if I've got time to do this today. And then I think, no, you know, this is absolute priority. Put God first. And then at the end of the day, I don't know how I fitted everything in, but praise God, it happened.
Amen. You know, that must be the secret to everything I got going on here. That's folks, that's why Pastor Terry Nightingale has written this book, Bite-Sized Devotionals for the Busy Christian. It's been written for you. He had you in mind. You are a busy person. Praise God. But no more excuses. Go down to the show notes, order your copies today. In fact, order 2, 3, 4, 5 copies. Give them out as Christmas presents, praise the Lord. You cannot give anything more valuable than the Word of God. Amen. Drop down the show notes, click the links right there, get in touch with Pastor Terry. Be sure you click the link to order his great book, Bite-Sized Devotionals for the Busy Christian. Pastor Terry, I want to thank you again for your time today. I do appreciate it so much.
Thank you both. Really, real great pleasure to be with you.
Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Pastor Terry Nichols, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.